Just got a text from Local 4's meteorologist Kim Adams, who is down in Venice, where Ian is headed. He made landfall at Costa Caia and is now headed north-northeast. So the eye wall, she said, just hit Venice. The gusts are 150 miles an hour. Most of those hurricane buildings are rated up to 145. We'll be getting reports from Kim as to what kind of damage they're experiencing both in Venice and to the south and in Fort Myers. And you can watch her reports on Local 4 WDIV. The Metro Detroit broadcast community is still mourning the death of overnight radio anchor, WWJ anchor Jim Matthews, who was killed in what was a murder attempted suicide that left him dead, two of his children injured, his girlfriend badly injured as well, in Macomb County. And WJR senior news analyst Marie Osborne says police are really kind of tight-lipped about this, but we do know that this man, this suspect who's been charged, had a lengthy criminal history, Marie.
He sure did, Guy, and he was arraigned earlier this week. 55-year-old LaVon Williamson of Pontiac charged with several felonies, including first-degree murder in connection to the death of WWJ overnight anchor Jim Matthews, whose legal name is Jim Nicolai. The judge denying Williamson's bond. He has a criminal record, just like you said, dating back 30 years, including assaults. Police say they are still trying to piece together a timeline as to what happened the day Matthews was murdered. But here's what they did say. Matthews lived in the condo with his longtime girlfriend and their 10-year-old son and 5-year-old daughter. Sometime overnight, last Friday, Williamson arrived at the condo in Chesterfield Township.
Again, he arrived sometime during the middle of the night and was welcomed in, as a guest of the home.
Chesterfield Township Police Chief Brian Bassett. Matthews arrived home after work about 6 a.m. and police were called at about noon. Sometime between 6 a.m. and noon, police say Williamson stabbed Matthews, killed him. He also attacked the girlfriend, the 5-year-old, and seriously injured that 10-year-old. This is Joe Nicolai, brother of Jim Matthews.
I'm so angry that this person was even there. I believe that was attacked by trying to stop the assailant from killing his mother and father.
Joe Nicolai speaking to Channel 4, and what he's saying there is that he believed that that the little boy was trying to keep the man from killing his family. Police say they believe this was a case of domestic violence somehow, but they wouldn't give further details, saying that their investigation is still ongoing. And, Guy, it is believed that there was drug use found in the home. And one last thing, just updating the conditions here of the people involved. The 10-year-old boy, critical but stable condition. The 5-year-old girl was released, and the mother is in stable condition but is being held for observation, and there is a good GoFundMe page established for this family.
Right, and do we have that posted somewhere, or perhaps we can tweet that out so the people that want to support that family can do that. His 10-year-old son is going to have a long road back from this. And boy, does he deserve our thoughts and prayers, as do all the others that were impacted by this violence. But you've got to wonder what happened between the time that he was welcomed as a guest and the time that he turned into an unwelcome visitor who was wielding
absolutely
a hammer.
Yeah, absolutely. But again, the police just really have given out so little information about what happened between that 6 a.m. and noon period, or what they've been able to piece together, and the relationship between all these people, at least a clear picture of that relationship. So there's really a lot still that we don't know.
Well, and there are witnesses there that, due to their injuries, may not be able to cooperate yet, but they want to make sure they're fully cooperative once they are able to be interviewed by police as well. I have yet to hear anybody say anything other than just glowing recollections and memories of what it was like to work with Jim Matthews. And I
absolutely
never had the privilege, but I wish I'd had.
Yeah, absolutely. These are my former coworkers. I did not work with Jim, but my former coworkers tell me he was just a great person who loved his kids. And when you hear that about somebody, you know that they were a decent human being.
Yeah. One of the One of the virtues of working that overnight shift is that if you can get your Z's in, you can make every football game, on every student event, and really be a presence in your child's life. Too often, as you well know, Marie, if we're doing the 6 o'clock news or the 11 o'clock news, whether you're in radio or TV, you're at work for a lot of the times when other people are at home watching the news and listening to the news.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So I think it was a very telling career choice on his part. He wanted that time with his kids. Marie, thanks so much, and we'll look for people to support.